I can see you. Okay.
How about now?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, cool. Good. Good to go?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let me, just for syncing purposes. Let me turn mine up a little bit. All right, bro, what's good with you?
Man, I'm in here just hanging in, trying to hang in. Just
hanging in the house.
You know, do as much as I possibly can. My staying safe.
Right. Well, real quick, introduce yourself and tell the people that might see this a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Rye Benjamin. I'm a professional track and field athlete with Nike. I run the 400 hurdles, and I also run the 400. I'm part of the World Championship team last fall in Doha. I was able to medal in the 400 hurdles and the 4x4. And it's pretty much, you know, my quick bio.
All right, before we jump into current time, where are you from originally, and then how did you get to where you are now?
I'm from New York. Went to UCLA for 2 years, and then transferred and went to USC for another 2 years.
Okay.
And graduated with my degree in political science.
Dope. Yeah. So had this not all come about, then in like 2.5 months, you would have been at the Summer Olympics, right? I mean, you still next year. I mean, they pushed you next year.
Yeah, I'll be getting ready for it, but yeah.
That's dope, bro. So this is interesting. And I think, I mean, your story within itself is interesting, but I think you'll have an interesting perspective for a lot of people. I know I've already reached out to you about it. Like, how does one stay active and stay healthy amidst all of this?
Man, it's been hard. It's been a challenge because now you have all these facilities mm-hmm. that you're used to using closed. So it's like you're trying to improvise, doing different things. I've been going to parks, doing workouts like in the alleyway by my apartment,
right.
The stairwell of my apartment, on the street, and I mean, just trying different things just to stay fit.
Bro, it's just so funny. Like the filmmaker in me, like I see you doing all this, and I feel like that's a Nike commercial within itself. But go ahead.
It is. It really is. And, I mean, just. You know, just trying to do different things and stay flexible. For a while, we were in Culver City, in the neighborhood over there,
mm-hmm.
Doing some workouts on the street because it's like a dead end street that we can run on.
Right.
So it's not much traffic, and we bounce around from there. We're in the valley sometimes,
because mm-hmm.
They have like a turf field out there that's still open. It's just like, you know, different things that we're trying.
When you say we, who is that?
I'm my training group.
Okay. And
trying to maintain like a certain level of fitness throughout this whole, you know, chaos. But it's been interesting. It's been hard because you are so used to having a deadline and you know, a set time to do certain things, and now it's like you're working for the what if.
Right.
And for what could be. So it's kind of hard sometimes to find that motivation.
Yeah.
And all right, where's the end of this? Like, what's the payoff? What's going to happen? But just one day at a time. Like, I've done, I think this whole quarantine, this whole lockdown thing, like, really taught me to really, really take things one day at a time. I mean, I've always been like a one day at a time kind of guy,
but even more so,
like emphasizing the one day at a time.
Right. Yeah. I could only imagine, like I was watching the whole thing with the build up to all the UFC fights, and you see these fighters, like, it's like, I could only imagine just getting ready for any sport, but like to get ready, like what it takes to get ready to fight somebody. And it's like, I don't even know if I'm going to fight somebody. And that's like, I could only imagine like the stuff that you're going through. Cause it's like, yo, I don't know when this is going to happen. And then my thing, like, my question, and you know, I don't want you to incriminate yourself if you're not, but like, I don't, like, how do you guys balance like preparation but like safety? Because I know I text you about some running stuff, and I got out there and I was running one day and I was sucking air and I got scared as shit because like all of this was like, you know how it is, like when you're breathing hard, I'm like, yo, this is exactly how I would probably catch something. And like for you, I mean, like, you're world's better, far more conditioned than me, but like, not only is it your health, but like also these same people that want you to be trained, like they have a vested interest in your safety too. So I wonder, like, how does one balance like that preparation, but still saying, stay safe while doing that?
Yeah. I mean, like, we're all practicing the same social distancing guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all wearing like the mask at practice, and even while we're running, like, we'll wear it. Like, while we're running, since we're not running together,
mm-hmm.
we'll like pull it down a little bit.
Right.
It's kind of hard to breathe.
That's so what I was curious about.
Running at that level and that intensity. So mm-hmm. it's like, you're sitting the mask like right here, and then after you're done,
right,
I just pull it back up. But I mean, my coaches, like, you know, they come and practice every day with gloves on, and when we warm up, like, we warm up 6 feet apart from each other,
right,
and even more, to be honest with you, because 6 feet looks pretty close sometimes.
Right.
So it's just like, all right, you go over there, and then, you know, we'll meet. But when we meet, we're all like further away from each other. So I mean, we're doing that, and I mean, the preparation itself is like, man, it's always hard. It's a really hard sport, and I feel like no matter what level of fitness you're in,
mm-hmm.
it's still gonna, you know, kick your ass a little bit, because it's just, I mean, you're just like running at a certain intensity over and over and over again. And
right.
It's a lot of speed endurance workout, so you're not having to, all right, run this interval and chill for 20 minutes and then go back and do something like that. It's like, all right,
bam, bam.
You have 2 minutes or 3 minutes rest, and then go back and do it again. So it's like, as soon as you get done, I mean, for anyone watching, if they're a runner, like, if you run at a certain speed, you get tired and you build something called lactic acid in your system. And then when mm-hmm. that builds up, it's like, fatigue sets in, and
mm-hmm.
the body releases a chemical that kind of hurts in the hamstring and in the butt area, and it's just like, it's hell. But I mean, you condition yourself to run through that type of stuff.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that'd be like the preparation. I mean, the least of my worries is my chest. I mean, like, I could always breathe that one through. You know, like, a chest kicker is always bad, but once you get the lactic acid, man, it
doesn't
seem like nothing at all.
Yeah, no, and what I was going to say, to that part, what my concern was, like, it's, and I guess it comes to the both things, like, because I feel like as hard as it is, for the average person, I wonder, and this is something you could speak to, for somebody that wants to get out there and do it, I would imagine sometimes it's a little more difficult, because not only are you going through the physical and then the normal mental of like, I got to push through this, but then like, I'm sure there's another aspect of like, okay, I'm also putting my health on the line more. Now for me, like I said, what I was speaking to, it was in my head. And I think that's for those of us that aren't as active normally as we should be, there's always excuses to not do something. But I found like when I got out there, I'm like, yo, not only, of course, like I said, when I got through running, I was like, I pulled down my mask to suck in air, but I'm like, I could be sucking in all of this shit. And then of course, because I'm out of shape, my chest is more raw. So like, I instantly came in that day and I like covered up and I made tea, cause I'm like, yo, I might've just got this shit, didn't even know it. But
yeah.
I would say that to say, like, I don't know what the fix is, but I would imagine for the average person, because I mean, there probably are a couple of people that may watch this that run, that are runners, but there are a whole lot more that aren't. So I think it's interesting to hear your point of view on just like your preparation and then just the mentality that you
say that, because whenever I have a hard workout,
mm-hmm.
like if I have a really hard day where I get like that chest kick, and I mean, if it's really strenuous, whenever I get home, I get like, I'm not saying now, but before all this began, mm-hmm. before all this happened, I would get like chills when
mm-hmm.
I was home. Like, I'd get sick, because like, you have so much energy and your body's like kind of going through like this whole stage of like, I don't know, like it's so weird. Like,
yeah.
I feel like I get chills, I'm tired, like I feel like my body hurts.
Mm-hmm.
I know like what you're talking about.
Yeah, so I did that. I ain't ran since. I was like, I mean, not that like I was gonna run, but like I was walking like 6 miles. Cause what I just because of my Apple Watch, like I kind of figured out how many calories I burn in a good workout for a day. So I was like, yo, let me just walk this many miles to get that same amount of calorie burn. And then I got to a point, and it's just this, it's kind of by, if you know, LA and like Culver City, it's like where the train is between like La Brea and La Cienega. There's like no sidewalk. So like you're going against the like there's no sidewalk, so you got to wait for cars to go. So I'm like, you know what? This is going to be the quarter mile that I run. So I would always try to run that. And then one day I got that chest kick and I was like, oh no, I'm not doing this again. Cause I think I scared myself out of it. So yeah. I was like, and that's a mental thing that I got to work on. And I feel like, you know, if I can get past that, I'll be good. But I was laughing because I was like, I always want to tell you that story. I was like, I scared myself. I was like, yep, I'm not running anymore. I'm going to stick to walking for a while. But like,
it's a build. It's a build. For running like that, that's like a build. I feel you got to, you know, run 2 miles today, maybe run 3 miles the next day. And then before you know it, then it gets better. But I mean, that's like the same thing. Like for me, if I go out and do that right now, I'll experience the same thing because I'm not used to running 4 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And my practice is like, all right, 300 meters, run 350 meters, run 500 meters. Like,
right.
Relatively short. So
well, that's good to know.
But it's short, but it's quick.
Right. No, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Just for once again, because you're talking to an audience that isn't the most athletic, I'm assuming.
Right.
What would be your tips? Like, and you know, it's probably along the lines of what I was asking you in the video, Sam, but like for somebody that just wants to get into being more physically fit right now. And it's so funny. I seen this meme and it was like all the people that don't normally want to work out are trying to get outside and work out now when it shouldn't be. But with that being said, like, under like social distancing guides and being healthy, like what would you recommend is somebody that wants to just be healthy? And even after, like more importantly, like after this, people that want to start getting into physical fitness and, you know, running and walking, what would be your notes or your advice for people that want to get started? Like, what's the best thing to do?
I mean, there are a lot of different avenues, but in terms of running, I feel like running does a lot more for you.
Mm-hmm.
And per se, like any other training or exercising, you know, platforms, because this is like a whole body.
Yes.
And it's whole body, it's physical and it's mental. And it's like you said, you know, like you went out there and you were running and you just have to work through all the mental kinks that's going on, because once you start running, once your body starts hitting that fatigue state, you start talking to yourself. You're just like, man, like if I stop here, like I'll be fine, but I have to get to my marker number 3, but I'm still at 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired as hell. Like, how do I get there? And I think what that does is over time, once you keep working through that whole notion of not talking yourself out of things, it translates into other things in life as well too, because now you have that mental strength to push through. But on the physical side now, I mean, like, it's good for your cardiovascular health. I mean, you're using like all parts of your body that you're not necessarily used to using, and I mean, you'd have like more fluid joint movements and stuff like that. So I mean, running is great. I think once you get a knack for it, me personally, like, I implement running with lifting. So, I mean, like, even like getting into like a CrossFit gym, like that right there is a hell of a workout too. I mean, that's just not mm-hmm. even, it's not close to just regular lifting, you know, going in and, all right, I'm going to do a bench press for 3 sets and then squat here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking like full body CrossFit workouts. Yeah. I feel like it's good to supplement that with too, because not only are you getting that cardiovascular fitness, you can translate the cardiovascular fitness from running to that.
Right.
And it's a lot of like explosive, short explosive stuff.
But there's also a lot of those dig deep moments where you got to talk and not talk yourself out of stopping too.
Exactly. So, I mean, like, I feel like running can both like supplement your life in terms of, you know, your drive and also the physical aspect. So, I mean, like, I'll suggest it, but in moderation, Mm-hmm. You know, just don't go out there and try to run a half marathon the first day you go out.
Too. Right.
I mean, you'll punish yourself for that. But, I mean, I'd say make sure you get some good shoes as well, too, because, I mean, that makes a world of a difference.
Hey, thanks for them shoes. Them shoes came in real handy.
But if you're going out there running in Chuck T's, man, it's not going to be a good look for you down the line. But, you know, or, you know, just get something with really good support, really good cushion all around, and you know, just take it one day at a time. You know, one day do 2 miles, next day do 3 miles, so on and so forth, build on it.
Okay.
So that'd be my advice.
Two questions. Well, I guess, and I'm going to ask them all, but then you can address them however. What about those that can't run a mile yet? and I think this may tie in together, but it's probably still separate. What is your take, and what are the drawbacks and benefits? Okay, so for like myself, I blew my knee out in my senior year of high school football, so tore MCL and all that, and I carry a lot of weight. So for me, I've been doing a lot of elliptical stuff, but I want to transition into like I was going to say treadmill, but now I may just start running on the streets. But what are the benefits and drawbacks for like running on an elliptical versus a treadmill versus like the track and versus like running on the streets?
So the benefits of running on all those machines mm-hmm. is that you still get the work here in your chest, like that cardiovascular work, but
not the body.
Not the same. Being on the road, wherever you run, on the road or on the track, totally different beast.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you have that whole aspect of using, you know, your muscles and your body movement to now be powerful and strike the ground. And if you're on a treadmill and you're on an elliptical, mm-hmm. it's assisted, right?
Yep.
Because treadmill runs, elliptical moves very freely. So you're making essentially like probably like 100 to 200% more efficient movements
mm-hmm.
on those machines, as opposed to now I'm on steady ground. Now I have to strike the ground correctly with a force, with enough power. And now what that doing is, it has now decreased your efficiency significantly.
Okay.
So now you have to actually put the work in to compensate for that. So for someone who doesn't necessarily run that much or wants to transition into running,
yeah, speak to those that can only run from like 100 to 400 meters at a time.
Yeah, that's perfect. I mean, that's perfect. I mean, like I've seen people come out. I mean, there's just no knock. You come out, you walk like probably 100 meters, jog another 100 meters, walk 100 meters. It's all about the slow buildup, you know? Like, it's. I feel like track is so relatable to life in so many different ways, because it's, you're not going to ever go and accomplish one thing in one day, you know? Like, Rome wasn't built in a day. You're not going to build a house in a day. Like, it's just all these baby steps that you need to take. And even in a business platform as well, too, you're not going to be a $200 billion company or $2 billion company in, you know, by tomorrow.
Right.
Like, it's there's steps that you got to take to get there. So with track, too, or with transitioning into running, like, you know, you can start off, you know, walk 100 meters and jog 100 meters and then see how you feel from that, and then keep doing that every day. And you see yourself, you know, you see yourself improve more over a period of time. So I feel like don't be discouraged by the fact that you can't necessarily go out and do, you know, a full mile
mm-hmm.
because you realistically can't do that. But I mean that shouldn't stop you from wanting to try. You know, like, even if you have to jog a lap and walk another lap and jog another lap and walk another lap, I mean, that's perfect. I mean, the fact of the matter is, you're outside, you're trying,
right?
You're trying to better yourself, you're making strides to bettering yourself as well, too. So, I mean, I would say, like, take the baby steps. I mean, for me, like, it was the same thing, too. Like, it took me a while to get to where I'm at. I mean, it was a lot of running, a lot of, you know, sacrifice and stuff like that. I wouldn't say, like, I was automatically successful overnight. But I mean, it was time for me to get, it took years for me to get to where I'm at right now, too. And I feel like that's something like a lot of people overlook, because they think that, oh yeah, you woke up, you was just fast one day, and it was just, right. You know, that, I mean, it was just years and years of work, you know, years of taking L's, and, you know, when your time comes, and you just got to reap the benefits from there, and just know, I worked my butt off to be in this position, so I'm going to cherish it. So it's like, you know, it's beauty and a struggle. A lot of people struggle.
And
just to look back to where you were,
right?
That's the best part of, I would say, the whole journey, is to look back to where you were a few years ago and to look at yourself.
All right.
Yep. All right, we're back.
And we're back.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
Hey, something, you know, the conversation was getting too good. You know, they had to shut it down. But no, I was thinking, like, everything resonated with me, but the first thing that really stood out to me is you, like, equating things to life. Because even, like, I think back, like, where I think about for me and how a lot of people, like, I'm doing a lot of podcasting right now, and I know I wasn't doing it before because I'm like, oh, how does it look to people? And I realized that's the same thing that I think about when I'm, like, starting out running. I was like, I probably look like a damn idiot. I have not wanted to do it, but I realized, like, those are problems that we deal with, but also, like you said, it's one step at a time and building that thing up. So, like, nah, I appreciate you sharing that info. Yeah, bro.
No problem, man. I feel like, yeah, like I said, it's so overwhelming to life. And I mean, you could take so many lessons from that and translate it to your daily life too. So, yeah, I feel like it's real, really, really relatable. It's a sport that's more relatable than people think.
Yeah, no, that's right. Yeah, and it's so funny. I'm like, I mean, everything happens for a reason. I'm like, yo, right when I was getting into the mode where I was like, yo, I can, and there's a track not far from me, I was like, yo, I'm going to start doing this. Because you know, because I was asking about them shoes, everything shut down. But also, I've been trying to map stuff out, like try to figure out, like I'm trying to find a, like a quarter or like half mile stretch where I can just, like you said, almost kind of like do those ladders, like, you know, do 100 meters or do 200 meters and then walk it and then just start to try to build up to that. So I appreciate you saying that, because like that's definitely something I'm gonna try to figure out, and something that I think is applicable to most people if you can, even if, like I said, if it's just walking to start and then jogging and then running. Yeah, bro. So how you been spending your quarantine outside of like making Nike videos on your own?
Man, I've been Call of Duty.
Oh.
Been on Call of Duty.
What are you on, PS4 or Xbox? I'm on Xbox, but I know there's cross platform. So text me your gamer tag offline. I'm not nothing to write home about, but I'm on there.
Got it. I'll do that. I've been doing that. I've been trying to read a lot.
What are you reading, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm reading a lot of different like books on kind of like, you know, self improvement. Started reading this book about, you know, meditation and how it helps guide you, why you feel the way you feel, and how certain things affect you and different centers. Started reading this book called Unwanted World 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like, most of it, it's just intriguing to me, but it's about sexual brokenness and how childhood occurrences, like certain things from your childhood, kind of affect the way you are, or depict, or kind of, you know, makes you who you are today.
What's it called?
And
Unwanted.
It's called
That actually sounds interesting.
Called Unwanted, and the author is Jay Stringer.
I see. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm always interested in what people are reading and stuff like that. I'll definitely like that. That sounds like something that's of interest to me. So I'm trying to find it so I can put it in my Amazon cart. But go ahead, keep going.
And Web of Peaceful Warrior. That's a good one too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like trying to read different things, trying to be, you know, kind of versatile, trying to better myself during this whole quarantine thing, because I feel like it's a perfect time to like self-reflect. Not necessarily if, you know, things are good or bad in your life, I feel like now's the perfect time to really
There's always room for improvement.
Who you are, person. And I mean, like it's been pretty cool. It's been interesting. I mean, a lot of people have been sharing like the books with me. So my friend was actually reading this book, mm-hmm. and told me, "Hey, like go check it out." And I mean, like for some people it's relatable, and for others it's not. For me, I mean, it's a bit. I found it kind of not so relatable because I don't deal with a lot of things that people in this book have dealt with, mm-hmm. but I find it intriguing, you know, because it's just, you just never think of things certain right. ways in certain ways. But I mean, some of it definitely does resonate a little bit about how we think about, you know, sexuality and,
right.
and sex and stuff like that. But I mean, like it's a lot of different things, a lot of different moving parts in the book. And I mean, I feel like the author has like a different, he has like an interesting take on the whole thing. I mean, like he premises God in there, and it's working with like religion mm-hmm. in accordance to like beliefs and stuff like that.
Are you reading that online or is that a physical copy?
I bought it on the bookstore on I think Apple.
Okay. Well, no, just I didn't see it on like for physical purchase on Amazon. So that's why I was curious.
I got it on. I like download all my books on my phone. It seems like
that's smart because it's always
it's
with you.
It's easier to do that because I'm always on the phone. So it's yeah. like, you know, why not? It's always in your hand, so why not just use it to read as well too? So I was contemplating buying an iPad too because I mean I like once I start reading like I'm in the zone. Like I like okay cool. But I mean it's easier to have it there because if I'm like on the go and I want to read something like. And, right there.
That's smart. And it's so funny, like I'm such a tech nerd, but like I'm so like analog when it comes to books. And even what I'm about to say, it's not a hurdle, but I was gonna say like I love to like highlight stuff, but like I have an iPad right. and I have the pencil, so it's like in theory I could do it, but it's just I haven't turned that corner in my mind just because I'm so antiquated in that way. But yeah, I'm actually gonna like look into that too. But yeah, you should get an iPad. If you're reading everything on your phone, bro, that iPad will change your life.
I know. I just got to get around to buying it.
Well, yeah, it's not a rush.
I wish I could go in the store and get it, but that's yeah. unfortunate. I don't want to wait for it in the mail because then I got that whole anticipation. And,
yeah.
I hope it's here on time. I hope it actually gets here.
Yep, yep.
And, like, they're not really logging our deliveries downstairs, so they just kind of leave stuff.
Oh, damn, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, well, yeah. The phone's working for now, but yeah, definitely. If you're reading, if you're an avid reader on your phone, then... get your iPad when the time comes.
Yes, sir. What have you been up to?
Bro, I've been doing this. Well, now this is like, I did have I had an aunt, my dad's sister. She actually passed from this in Maryland a few weeks ago. But you know, it's not nothing you can do about that. Man, appreciate it. But I said it to say, like, I'm definitely taking this serious before I say what I'm about to say, but outside of the health ramifications and even the money, like this has been the best time in my life, like probably since I've been in LA, just because like you've seen, like I do film stuff and other stuff and I have so many things that I've been wanting to do, but like you get so caught up in life that sometimes you don't have the time for those things. And I figured that out like I figured out 2018 and I started working on it in late 2019 to kind of like de-escalate and declutter my life to get the time. But I was even wondering, like, you know, is people like, oh, do you really want to do this or why are you doing that? But like having this time, like it's really reinforced like the thoughts and the things that I wanted to do. Because like I said, before this happened, I had maybe 5 episodes of this podcast, and a lot of it was just, part of it was me, you know, you talk yourself out of stuff, but also not having the time or being that technical person is like, well, yo, if I can't shoot it with the same person in the same location, I don't want to do it. But I also realized like right now it levels the playing field because everybody's doing this. So like now this is like this with us would be like the 16th episode. And then I'm doing some other podcasting. I cut the hair off. I was like, I can't even do it. No,
my hair is a little crazy right now.
I seen you had that hoodie came off, but I did that because I was like, you know what? I talked myself into doing it. Like I bartered with myself. I had told myself I needed to start coming, you know, self-care. I was like, I need to start figuring out a routine, spending more time taking care of myself in the morning. So I was like, oh, I need to like figure out some beard oil. But course, this happened, money slowed down. I was like, you know what? Why not take the money that I do have and figure out how to make my own beard oil? So, like, I've been trying to figure out, like, a whole bunch of health and beauty and hair care products. Like, I came up with this beard balm that I actually realized may work, like, as a wave grease, too. So, like, I've been the hold up right now is I'm trying to get all, like, my essential oils and my fragrance oils. But once I have my fragrances down, like, I have a whole little thing of products and I'm building a site for. So hopefully by the time I come out of this, I'll have something else that will allow me to leverage like the market and network that I have with have built within barbering, but not have to be there for it. You know, it's one of those things where you go from being self-employed to having your own company. So I've been working on that. I've been playing a bunch of Call of Duty and a shit ton of podcasting, bro. So, and then eventually like next week I'll get back to YouTubing and then I'm going to start writing for this short film. So like all the stuff that I wanted to do or haven't had time to work on or haven't had even time to think about, like I've been able to do it. Luckily enough, like before, like in February, I started kind of meal prepping because like my kitchen is notoriously empty, but like I've got to like work on cooking. I've got to work on like bettering my sleeping habits and still trying to get the physical fitness. But luckily enough, the cooking and eating is helping on the other end. So yeah, just trying to better myself, bro.
And that's good. I feel like that's what's going on. I feel like if you're not coming out of this a better person, then it's like, you know, what are you doing? You know, and I feel as though everyone got the opportunity to hit that pause button, you know, at the same time. And like, really, I feel like a lot of us just go through life, just going through the motions and just kind of, you know, trying to make ends meet. And now it's, hold up, everybody stop, you know, like everyone's in the same boat now. Everyone has the same problem right now. And it's like, now to have like this one thing that has changed your entire life, you could focus on the things that you want to focus on, your interest in that. So, I mean, I feel like this whole thing is, you know, unfortunately a blessing in disguise.
Right.
Because, I mean, other than if this didn't happen, then, I mean, how would this year have gone for you? I mean, how would that have equated to your happiness? And I feel like most people are, I mean, don't get me wrong, they're a little antsy to be in the house.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, like, this is the happiest you've ever been. Like, you know, you can't think of a time where you've been, like, this happy. You know, and I feel like a lot of people should really consider that and use that, like, going forward.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm looking forward to getting out there and socializing with young women again, but I realize like I've never been so happy, and I'm not even talking about relationships when I say this, but to be single and not have to live with anybody, just to have that time with myself.
You don't have to wake up and worry about, like, what are we going to eat today? What are you going to do today? I mean, like you're kind of living for another person in a sense.
And while there are a lot of independent women that just want their time to themselves and do everything, a lot, it's not uncommon when you're dating with women within our age groups, they want a lot of time and attention. If they get down, you got to bring them back up or they're pulling you down with them. So like not to say that that's been all my experience, but I've had that experience as well. So I'm happy to not have dealt with that. Bro, I'm definitely, my paradigm has shifted and I'm super appreciative of where I am. And I definitely wasn't as much before, but I've always told people since as long as I can remember, the most valuable thing I have is time. And that's partially why I'm not in a relationship, not married, don't have kids, just because I want to like leverage the time that I have to build the lifestyle that I foresee for myself and then share that with somebody. But like, even though I was, like I said, I was starting to de-escalate and declutter stuff. Like I could see now how like just the circumstances of life, like it kind of suffocates you into, like just submitting to the way things are and just going with the flow. So it was like, just for a second, like that grip got taken off and I'm like, yo, who knows how it's going to happen when we get back. So like while the time is free right now, I'm just trying to make every stride that I can.
Yeah, that's a great outlook right there. I mean, I feel like, you definitely should take the time to better yourself and put yourself in a great position to, you know, if you one day do choose to have a family or choose to have like that significant other, like, you know, you have something to provide. And I'm not saying that you know, that person shouldn't be able to do that as well too. But I mean, I feel like it makes us feel a lot more secure in whatever it is that's going on. But yeah, I mean, that's a great, I feel like that's a great mindset to have. I feel like a lot of people are afraid of that, you know, mm-hmm. but I mean,
well, even like for relationships, I realized like, I want to bring my best self to the relationship. And it's like, you got, you know, that's right. Like, you can't love anybody till you love yourself. Like, you got to be happy with who you are and where you are. Because let's be real. Like, we both know, like, relationships are compromises. And more often than not, men, we're going to do the compromising because they're going to get their way. So I'm like, okay. If I'm going to compromise, like, I want to compromise from a position of like being fulfilled and happy already. Then it's, right. Then it's not like resentment because I got to give up this, but I'm not happy with this over here already. So just, you know, it's life. Just trying to make the most of it and learn.
There's no book on it. You know, we're all just trying to figure it out as we go.
This is true.
But, I mean, I feel like I 100% agree with you then on that. Like, I mean, that's what I've always been about. Like, I mean, I'm not going to not bring anything to the table when the time comes. And like if you compromise, you know, compromise from a place of happiness in terms of like, oh man, like I don't want to do this. But, I mean, I definitely do. You could do better, man. You really can do better. I felt like that was really good. That was really
appreciate you. Well, brother, I won't hold you too much longer. I seriously, you know, I mean, we all at home, but you know, you could be doing other stuff than this. So I appreciate you giving me your time, sir. Do send me your gamer tag offline and then text me your social so I can throw it on here. And yeah, I appreciate you, bro. And then I'll be checking in with you personally soon. And then once I get my ass back out here, start running again.
Yes, sir. Hopefully, man. I'm down bad right now.
I got you. I got you when the time comes. All right, bro.
Yes, sir. All right. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it. Appreciate the conversation. You know, our conversation is all good.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to seeing you when the time comes.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right.